out like a dollar and the clock on the wall don't own me. Shine a light, shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Start forgiving and start forgetting. Need somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die there's standing room only. Standing room only. Standing room only. Standing room only.
Radio 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch plan to keep the government temporarily open has collapsed.
McCarthy says he and the president should meet to discuss the impasse, but White House Budget Director Shalonda Young says there's already a budget agreement in place.
Our message is simple. House Republicans need to stick to the agreement we already reached and they already voted for.
If a shutdown occurs, it would halt paychecks for many of the roughly 2 million federal employees, plus some 2 million active duty military troops and reservists. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein has passed away.
Those close to Feinstein confirmed Friday the 90-year-old lawmaker passed away after dealing for months with a host of medical problems. She had planned to retire at the end of her term, but had rejected calls from some Democrats to retire early after health problems forced her absence during critical votes. Despite decades as an unabashed liberal, Feinstein faced growing opposition from woke elements in her own party over her civil tone toward Republican opponents and willingness to seek compromise. The 90-year-old Feinstein had been the Senate's oldest sitting member. She remains the longest-serving female senator in U.S. history. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at townhall.com, the Big Apple finding it hard to float after being hit by a major storm.
Friday's deluge stranded drivers on highways, knocked out several subway and commuter rail lines, and shuttered a terminal at LaGuardia Airport. The National Weather Service says more than 7.25 inches of rain fell in parts of Brooklyn by nightfall, and the 8.65 inches of rain at John F. Kennedy Airport surpassed its record for any September day. That record was set during Hurricane Donna in September of 1960. And bad news, more downpours expected through the weekend. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. To understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer immigrant named Theodore Oman came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago, in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to Salem Event. EventStore.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends and for all the teachers in your communities. There is a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph while supplies last. That's SalemEventStore.com.
Free.
At least 50 people have been killed, more than 50 injured in a suicide attack in Pakistan.
Social media footage shows dozens of injured people being taken to the district's two main hospitals by local residents and the emergency services. Officials say a suicide bomber carried out the attack, targeting a religious procession. The police say they're investigating the incident and have declared a state of emergency. Bordering Afghanistan and Iran, Balochistan is Pakistan's largest province and has frequently been hit by armed fighters, including the TTP or the Pakistani Taliban and the Islamic State group.
A new poll finds that most Democrats are glad they got COVID vaccines, but most Republicans regret it. Despite vaccines' ineffectiveness at preventing COVID and side effects, 90% of registered Democratic voters say that it was worth it. Only 36% of Republicans say the same. News and analysis at townhall.com. California is raising the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
California is among the first states to have a minimum wage specifically for fast food workers. Signing the new law, Governor Gavin Newsom said California
is a state that prides itself not only being on the leading cutting edge, but we recognize businesses cannot thrive in a world that's failing.
The raise takes effect April 1st and applies to fast food restaurants that have at least 60 locations nationwide. California's minimum wage for all other workers is $15.50 per hour. That's among the highest in the country. I'm Ben Thomas.
A Tennessee judge is ending the conservatorship of former NFL player Michael Orr, whose story inspired the movie The Blind Side. Last month, Orr claimed the family who took him in never actually adopted him. On Friday, a judge granted Orr's request to end the conservatorship. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Isolated thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 77, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 80. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday and highs in the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 77 today. Lows level off around 59 tonight. We should top off around 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 61.
She's a little complicated. She'll make a mind up just to change it. The kind of girl that keeps you waiting, waiting around. She likes to get her toes done bright red. Always reapplying lipstick. The money.
freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say?
Shay was Save Me the Trouble. My name is Penrod. Thanks for sticking around. Got lots of great countries we work towards a Saturday morning. We'll do some Miranda Lambert coming up in a few right now. It's Coastal and Dell. That single Saturday night. Maybe you'll have your life.
I was out taking shots, throwing down at the spot. Three sheets, just me and the guys. Every single Saturday night I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not catch a tan, 'cause I was under them neon lights every single Saturday night. Yeah, everybody knew they could find me there. And right out of the blue, right out of nowhere, out of nowhere, sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night. Walking out of church now, who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah, my last single Saturday night. And now when I'm out having a drink or two, if they see me, well, they see you, 'cause girl, I got you by my side every single Saturday night. Yeah, every now and then the boys tell me they miss.
my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last thing on Saturday night. The last time that I'd buy a drink for a girl I'd never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door. But damn if I didn't find what I wasn't even looking for. Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out a church.